The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Andy here, long-term supporters of the Mintridge Foundation and the work they do. Well, the news that they've released a new book that's called Foundations, written by Sarah Juggins, in which she speaks to all of their ambassadors. Well, I've been speaking to Sarah and also Alex from the Mintridge Foundation, who joins us now. Mintridge Foundation work is always supported here on the podcast, and great news, celebrate International Women's Day along with the new book written by Sarah Juggins, and because she's got a gold plus, Alex Wallace joins us on the podcast as well. How are the pair of you?
Hi, thank you for having us again, Andy.
No problem. Sarah, it's called Foundations, and the book's about journeys that amaze and inspire. Tell me a bit about why now was the right time to launch something like this.
Well, I think probably any time over the past 4 years has been the right time to launch it. It's been quite a journey, because Alex and I first spoke about this on the back of the 2016 Rio Olympics, and at that point, I think the Mintridge Foundation was really starting to find its feet, and Alex was telling me all about it. And you know, I'm someone who loves sports of all sorts, even though my expertise lies in hockey, but I think sports stories have the power to inspire. They have a power to touch people who perhaps didn't even realise they needed that sense of inspiration within their souls. But what you say is quite right. You know, yes, it could have been launched at any time in the past 4 years, but wow, what a time to launch it now, when we're seeing the very, very worst of humanity. And yet in a book, we've got the very, very best of humanity. And I think that's going to serve as a really strong reminder of what we can do, either as individuals or as teams or working together. You know, all of these athletes in one way or another have dug incredibly deep to achieve something, whether it's a personal goal or a professional goal or whatever it might be. And to have the honour and privilege of telling their stories is something I don't think I ever thought I'd get. Yet here I am, having written, I don't know how many chapters it is, Alex. I've forgotten how many ambassadors you threw my way, but there's a lot of chapters, aren't there?
There are, and I couldn't really articulate it any better myself. That's why you've written the book, Sarah. Like Sarah said, I think I'm very biased, and I know the power that sport has, but when we do have such negativity in the world, just being able to escape into a book like this and just realise what can be achieved, what goodness there is, and what can be done together as a team or as an individual, I think is exactly what we need. So just a big thank you to Sarah and Patrick for pulling it together and for putting up with me when I keep saying I've got another great athlete that's just joined.
Alex mentioned Patrick there, and I think, you know, he was due to have been on this call, but work got in the way. But it really is worth talking about the incredible illustrations that Patrick has added to this book, because there will be people, I know this even though I'm a writer, there are people who don't like words, but those pictures will definitely tell the story for people who perhaps don't want to trawl through all of my words but want to get a flavour. In terms of a team coming together to produce something, Patrick's part in this is absolutely astonishing.
And when you've got that package as well, just to make it appealing to as big an audience as you possibly can as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think one of the big things at Mintridge is that we are accessible to everyone. And the book is in itself doing that, because there's only so many times we can take an athlete. Well, we'd love to be able to cut them in four and have them all over the place. But actually what this does, it bridges that gap even more and helps us towards our aims and objectives of reaching more young people. So the book in itself does that. And then within the stories, within the illustrations, within the way it's written, I think we can just continue that one step further to be accessible for all and across all ages. I think that's the beauty of how it presented, is that it might appeal to an 8 or 9 year old, but equally it can help those that are much, much later in their schooling life. So I'm really proud of that fact, and not many opportunities come that way for young people. So really excited and really proud.
Alex, have you been able to get back out within the community and in schools now?
Yes, we have, finally. We are out and about, and I think probably as busy as we were just before COVID hit. And we were able to keep going throughout lockdown through the virtual world, but virtual fatigue is a real thing, and nothing beats that in-person contact, and that's just seen so much more. And I think it makes us realize how important the work we're doing, because we're seeing it firsthand, the smiles, the high fives, the selfies, amongst everything else that goes with a Mintridge day and having an England netballer or another professional sports star in that school environment. Just again, bridging that gap.
I think the last figures were running at something like you'd held your 250th programme. Be nowhere near that now.
No, we're about to reach our 400th. Which is so exciting.
Chuck Andy, come on.
It's all right. I'm just going off the press release.
we're nearly there. And it'd be interesting to see who it is. It's always someone that's been closely connected to Mitch from the beginning that hits the big landmark numbers. So,
Sarah, you mentioned that you'd had success in the past with your book about the GB women's hockey gold medal success in Rio.
Yeah, that's right. So I work for the International Hockey Federations. I work for several hockey federations as a freelance writer. But obviously, the Olympics is one of those big events where I was very, very involved in the reporting and the coverage and the interviews and things like that. And my role as with the International Hockey Federation means that I'm very, very neutral when it comes to the teams that are taking part. So I can no more be seen standing up in the stands cheering for Great Britain than I can standing up and cheering for Argentina or New Zealand or whoever it might be. However, when the event was over, I could cheer as loudly as anybody else. And I sort of expected the various sports writers to get on the back of this victory, the GB women's victory, because it was such a great moment. You know, it really was a moment that sort of stopped the nation. And again, loads of people I know who had no interest in hockey whatsoever suddenly knew who Sam Quick was, or they knew who Alex Danson was. They knew what an aerial ball was because they'd been watching the hockey and they got really engaged with it. And so I was expecting some of these very well-known sports writers, somebody to say, OK, I'm writing a book about that. And I waited a few weeks and months and nothing happened. And I thought, well, this is a story that's got to be told, really. So I contacted my other colleague from the International Hockey Federation, a chap called Richard Stainthorpe, and I said, look, am I being a bit pushy here, or do you think we could do this? Do you think we could write this book? And so we took a little bit of a leap of faith, really, and we wrote the book, and we went to Pitch Publishing with it, and they thankfully jumped on board as well, and we got the book written and published. And I really just think it was a book that captured a story that captured the heart of the nation, because it then went on to win the National Illustrated Sports Book of the Year, which again, standing in a room with all of these either very famous sports writers or very famous celebrities had written their autobiographies, and I think Richard and I felt very out of place. And then they announced us as the winners, and suddenly we were right in the right place. It was a lovely story. I sometimes feel like a fraud because it's not my story. You know, I told the story of somebody else's success, but then I think to myself, well, someone had to do it. So, thankfully it was me.
Yeah. As we know, on the podcast, Alex has got Georgia Lee's, Pamela Cookie. So I would assume you spoke to them as part of the writing process.
Absolutely. I mean, and my word, what engaging people they are, aren't they?
Ebony before she cleared off as well.
Yep. I had great conversations. I mean, what was so nice about every single ambassador I spoke to is they were quite gentle with me if I didn't know an awful lot about their sport. And I've got to confess, as a hockey person, netball, you know, that's on the other side, isn't it?
Do you like how we're infiltrating the Netball Show podcast with two hockey players here?
Next question.
I have actually played netball, but I was so have you got to, it's a quick anecdote. Basically, I stepped into a friend of mine ran a netball team, and she was short of a player one evening, so I stepped in, and I totally forgot that you weren't allowed, like, as wing attack there are only certain areas I was supposed to be in. But it wasn't that I moved into the wrong area of that netball court. I actually ran onto the neighbouring netball court because there was some space there and I thought they'd be able to pass to me. And I suddenly realised I was in the wrong court, let alone that, you know. But going back to your question, it was absolutely great speaking to those guys. I mean, all the ambassadors great personalities. But those netball girls, you know, they've had so much support and publicity, again, from both the British public and from broadcasters, that they really know how to get their stories across. So it was really good to talk to them, definitely. And they're incredibly competitive. I mean, Pamela Cookie's the most competitive person I think I've ever met.
Just following on from Sarah's point there, Andy, about the netball, I think what Sarah did with History Makers and utilising that incredible story of the GB women's hockey team winning gold in Rio, I think it just shows the importance of major games and what the England netballers achieved in on the Gold Coast in Australia in 2018. I think it had such equal significance to that hockey gold, and the Commonwealths are the Olympics to netball. So I think it's how people utilise that and stand on the shoulders of those successes of those individuals. And I really hope that we get that from Birmingham this year as well, across all sports. And obviously netball and hockey are very close to my heart, so I have an affiliation there, but I really hope that we build on that success, and with the home games as well, it should be fantastic.
I suppose the next question to the pair of you is, obviously Foundations is out now, so is there a story in there that surprised you?
I'll let Sarah answer that, because
thinking time.
I'm not sure it was surprised as much as astonished me at the level or the depths that people can haul themselves back from. So, I mean, there's a cyclist in there, an endurance cyclist, Jamie Golding, who was diagnosed with cancer not once but twice. And, you know, that in itself is enough to knock somebody, but to not just haul yourself back, but to turn yourself into an elite athlete who's training and working so hard. Or someone like Laura Sugar, who can go from one sport to another sport to another sport and be hugely successful at all of them. So I think nothing surprised me, but many things astonished me, if I can make that sort of if I can make that distinction. I was expecting their stories to be really, really good, but when I delved deeper, I was astonished at how good those stories were.
Is that quite similar for you, Alex?
Yes, and I think I always love hearing from people like Sarah, because I surround myself with these people each and every day, and sometimes I forget what a privilege that is to be able to hear these stories and to hear what they've come back from. But I think they're all incredible in their own ways, but one person has stood out for me from the very beginning of Mintridge, and that's Scott Mina. And he's out in Beijing now, ready to get going with his biathlon in the Winter Paralympics this weekend. And he was in the parachute regiment, and he lost both his legs in an accident out there. But one of his friends actually died saving him. And I think his messaging now and his reason for getting up and getting out and pushing himself in areas like the Winter Paralympics is because he wants to be able to meet his friend Martin one day and say, you didn't die for nothing. I'm now living life for the two of us, and I'm doing it completely justice. So he puts that into everything he does, and sport is a great outlet for that. He's just such a passionate person with everything he puts his mind to. So we're so lucky that he shared his story and he's been involved with Mintridge for that reason. But I don't have favourites, Andy. So can we extend this podcast so I can talk about each and every one of them?
Absolutely. I do like the sound of the whole book. It'll be available to pre-order now.
Yes, it is. It's available in Minty's shop on our website, and we're also going to be setting it up on Amazon and very close to being on Etsy as well. So lots of opportunities. And because we're a competitive bunch, Sarah, are you going to use your discount code or mine?
I'm going to use mine.
Never mind that. What about ours?
Yeah, let's. Yeah, that it's neutral and we can share it, Sarah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Well, it does sound good. Mintridgefoundation.org.uk for the rest of the work you've got coming up. A busy couple of weeks ahead?
We do indeed. We do at Mintridge. We're in lots of different schools. We're up in Skegness, then Brighton the week after, Malvern. We're all over the country, which is exciting, and just happy to be out what we do best, showcasing the amazing ambassadors that Sarah's written about.
Foundations is the name of the book. Always good to speak to you, Alex. And thanks for your time, Sarah.
Absolute pleasure. Lovely to speak to you, Andy. Thank you.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.